Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and I am coming to you solo today to provide you with some goal activation strategies. Right now, we're coming into the new year. And even if you're listening to this episode and it's not the new year, people are constantly setting goals for themselves and trying to achieve them. So in the spirit of early accountability and jump-starting plans and resolutions that you have for yourself, I wanted to give you some tips that you could take into the new year or whenever you listen to this to really help you turn your resolutions into results. And I want to go and walk through what I call my resolutions into results framework. So this is a three-step framework, how to really activate the things that you say you want to do for yourself, whether that's a personal goal, a professional goal, the possibilities are endless. So many people say they want to do things, and I'm guilty of this myself, but we never follow through all the way, especially when things get really tough or they're really causing us to change our lifestyle or how we view things or just our paradigm that we operate in. So I'm going to give you three steps on how to turn your resolutions into results. So step one is what I call vision planning and goal clarity. So when you set off and say you want to do something for yourself, and I'm just thinking of the new year, some of the typical ones that people say with the new year are, you know, wanting to lose weight, wanting to have closer relationships with loved ones, you know, wanting to get more a more deeper walk spiritually. There's lots of things that people set out to do, especially here in the new year, wanting to save money. So when it comes to vision planning, really take the time to see what is important to you. Identify what you're passionate about. What are some of your comfort zones? What are ways that you can challenge your comfort zones as we go into 2019 and beyond? Think about what would you like to see more of? So if you would like to save more money, what does that look like for you? If you would like to lose weight or work on your physical health, what does the end result look like for you? So having a very clear picture of what is important to you and what it actually looks like that you're trying to achieve. Goal clarity, that's a huge one. So look at, when we talk about goal clarity is taking your vision, that's what's really important to you deep down. And goal clarity is really getting specific on the goals that you have for yourself. So a big one here I say with goal clarity is really looking at, I always tell people to look at the top three things that consume your time, whether that's family, work, sleeping, etc. What are the top three things that consume your time? Then I always tell people to go back and look at their vision. The vision planning that you said, what were you passionate about? What would you like to see more of? Compare your desires to your time taker. So look at the things that your biggest investments of time, your top three, and compare the desires that you have for yourself. Do they line up? Do you see parallels? I always say this is important to look at before we really start shifting into the doing part of goals, because we have to see where our time and our energy is consumed at. And then this is where we start to think, do I need to make changes? Do I need to make shifts? What adjustments do I need to make, if any? So really seeing if your goals line up with your vision, really looking at the time that you invest in things and how that is kind of helping you out in the world. Another aspect of goal clarity that we want to look at is making sure that our goals are SMART goals. So we want to make sure that our goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So a big one this time of the year is people want to lose weight. So it's not a SMART goal to say you want to lose, I just want to lose weight. No. So saying I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months is a little bit more specific. I'm going to do this by tracking what I eat, you know, working out 4 days a week for at least an hour and doing cardio at least three of those days and weightlifting two of those days. So we're really getting more specific into our goals and helping us achieve them versus saying, I just want to lose weight in 2019. I want to save money. I want to spend more time with loved ones. Those are all great goals, and those are usually what we hear when we hear resolutions, but to put them in specific texts that are very smart really is going to set you up to achieve them because you're going to know exactly what that looks like and what you need and what steps are required in your goal. So part of goal clarity is making sure that your goals are smart. Step two of turning your resolutions into results. I call this understanding your achievement style. So there's a lot of things that can motivate us. So you're really going to try to think about what is an important motivator to you. And this looks different for different people. So is self-improvement a motivator for you? Do you like recognition, money, rewards, accolades, competition, the feeling of helping others, just having new experiences, feeling like you're living in your purpose or having passion? Those are all just some of the things that can be motivators to people. And when we look at our motivation style and our achievement style, this will help us dig a little bit deeper into us. And if we have our goals set up in a way that will be rewarding for us. So if money is not important to you, a goal that in the end result you have more money may not mean so much of a big deal. If the end result may be accolades, and you don't really care about people giving you recognition or accolades, and if you don't really care about people giving you accolades or recognition, that's just really not going to mean much to you, because it's just not important to you. So understanding what kind of motivators mean a lot to you really are helpful. For example, I'm not a competitive person. So something that has like a competitive nature to it, like if I got in some kind of competition where I'm like kind of working against other people or it's my team against the other team, it just really doesn't motivate me as much because I just am not really into competing. I'm just not a competitive person externally with others, more so within myself. That's not really something that's going to mean a lot to me. Next, when we look at our achievement style, knowing what your big roadblocks and speed bumps are is a huge thing. So knowing what has kind of caused you setbacks in your goals from the past, or what may be causing you setbacks when reaching your goals now. For example, do you feel like you don't have enough time? Are you a procrastinator? Are you not consistent? Are your family obligations or personal obligations kind of keeping you away from reaching your goals, whether it's at home, at work? Health, is your health causing you to be limited? Is it your mindset? Do you just not believe that you can do what you set out to do? Whether it's, I don't feel like it's the right time, I'm too old, I'm too young, etc. Not knowing where to start. Do you just feel like you don't have emotional flexibility or just the emotional strength to push forward and reach this or any other goal that you feel? So understanding your roadblocks and speed bumps are huge. So when those things kind of arise, you can kind of give yourself the self-talk or the motivation or the tools that you need at that time to kind of conquer those things and move past them. And also understanding that roadblocks and speed bumps, as I call them, they're going to happen. That's part of life. Sometimes things go as planned, but a lot of times it does not. So just having that understanding of roadblocks and speed bumps, yours that you frequently come in contact with, really kind of gets you set in the frame of understanding that things will come up. This is something that I frequently deal with, and also looking for solutions that can help you tackle them. When possible, when it comes to achievement style, try to find goals that incorporate one or two of your preferred motivators, like we were saying before. So if you're into money, try to get a goal that incorporates money into it, or rewards or accolades. Try to have your goals set up for yourself where along the lines as you're reaching it, or when you get to the end, you get some of those things to help motivate you and keep you going. And use your strengths that we've talked about when we talked about vision planning understanding some of the strengths that you have and also help you in tackling your roadblocks. Okay, step three, activating your accountability. So this is where we put everything together and find what works for you. And this will always look different for different people. So if it's something professional, your business, work, find a mastermind group. Find a group of like-minded people that are all working towards the same goal and help them keep you and keeping you accountable. Notes and checklists and planners with setting dates and times for your large goals, your macro goals, but also your micro goals too. So for example, if you say you want to lose 10 pounds, have some milestones within there to help keep you motivated, but also to let you see the progress that you have. And one thing that I've told some of my groups that I've coached is find rewards that you can give for yourself. Then they don't necessarily have to be monetary along the lines when you do reach certain goals. So if it's just some time out, if you lose 3 pounds, maybe treat yourself to a spa day. And then, you know, you can have things along the lines when you lose 6 or when you lose 9. And then when you hit your goal, that you can help reward yourself with that keeps you motivated along the lines, but also lets you see that, you know, I am progressing and I am making steps towards my bigger goal. Use a big one I like is just programs and things that are set up to help you tackle, especially big projects. So Asana, teamwork, if you're doing like a group project or you have something that you want to launch, those are huge ones that I love that help just create a visual kind of tool where you're working with multiple people, and everybody can see what's going on. Identify also in finding what works for you. Know your ideal work environment or productivity environment, and also know like your peak times of the day for productivity. So if you're a morning person, that may mean getting up a little bit extra in the morning to work on whatever your goal is. Or if you know that you really can't work at home, that may mean setting some time up in your schedule where you can go to the library or somewhere else, a cafe outside of your home so that you can be productive. Stay in tune with yourself. I always say practice mindfulness. I'm really big on practicing mindfulness. So just finding some time where you can come back and just reflect and see where you're at with everything that's going on. And also, like we said, in the spirit of mastermind groups, I'm always, always, always recommending accountability partners, accountability groups. Find others with like goals who can help keep you on track and motivated. And so that you can help them too, especially if you all are on similar journeys. So I've had a variety of accountability partners. I'm a coach. I've had tons of coaches to this day, and I know they have all helped keep me successful in a variety of different domains in my life. So whether it's my financial planner with my finances, my personal trainer with my personal health, my business coaches that I've used with my business, all of those people, the coaches or the trainers, they've all helped me with refining myself and pushing myself forward, but also in keeping me accountable. And the mastermind groups, like I said, I've been with, it really helped me put me around a network of other people who are kind of going through the same struggle or trying to tackle the same things that I was too. So in summation, those were my steps, resolutions into results. So 3 steps to turning your resolutions into results. Step 1, vision planning and goal clarity. Step 2, understanding your achievement style. And step 3, activating your accountability. So I hope that these little tips are helpful in you in starting your new year off on the right foot. Here's to wishing you a happy 2019, or whenever you do listen to this, here's to helping you and pushing you to reach the greatest version of yourself. So happy new year and good luck with your goals.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.